Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I'd like to welcome you this morning on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. We pray that you've had a good week and had many blessings from the Lord. Now, we have talked about a lot of different topics over the last few months, and this month we're going to cover another really good topic. Now, Pastor Reynolds is going to share with you a message about David and Goliath. It's funny when you talk about David and Goliath. Many people would say, well, that's nothing but a Sunday school story, or, yeah, David and Goliath, I learned about that in Sunday school. But, you know, Brother Reynolds is going to take this message and this passage, and he's going to share a great many points about how that this story has so many practical and spiritual uses for us today as adults. Now, these points are not just for little kids, but they are for adults in their daily lives, whether you're talking about your daily life at work, in church, or in your family. In this text, God is reminding us that He is in control and He gives the victory. It's through Him that we have victory. Now, if you want to read over this passage about David and Goliath, you can turn your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 17. And let's join Pastor Reynolds now as he starts on this month's message.
1 Samuel chapter 17, at a subject that you know very well. Well, the message is going to be about David and Goliath, but that's not the title. The title of the message is, Just Another Story? Just another story? That's it. Okay? I don't read the whole chapter, and I don't know really where to start or where to stop, because you know most of the story anyway. But what is ask you this question tonight about this story of David and Goliath. Do you understand what it's about? Now, you probably understand the detail of the story. Now, when I was a little boy, I heard about David and Goliath. And Goliath is a big, big giant. You know, Goliath is about the same. Can you believe that Goliath is like as tall as this building in here? I mean, from the floor to the ceiling? I mean, this guy, when he came in this building, he'd almost have to get down on his knees to get in here. And this is the guy that David is fighting, and David is just a young guy. I mean, you understand the story, right? You understand what the story's about. You understand what the story is given for. You say, well, yes, I understand, but I don't know if I know where you're going. So you don't want to jump off in that one, do you? Well, I'll tell you, I believe the story is given to us so that we can understand that God is able to give the victory even though there are enormous obstacles in the way. God is able to give the victory. This story is applied faith. It's a Bible story, but it's a story of applied faith. This story of the defeat of Goliath, the victory of God over Goliath, and how God used David, who is not at this point even a warrior, can be repeated over and over again in your life. And you probably know someone that's defeated some Goliaths. I'm not talking about necessarily defeating a disease and coming out on top of it. That's not necessarily what I'm talking about. But rather, I'm talking about that this story before us is given to us so that we can have faith in the Lord in spite of what we see before us. Because the victory is not always to the strong. Physically. But the victory is always to those that love the Lord and put Him first. The victory is always there. We find here in this place that it was not the Israelites that gathered together to fight the Philistines. It was the Philistines that were gathered together to fight in the territory of Judah against the Israelites. You understand that? Here's the story. Christian people are not the attackers. We're not. You think about the way we live. We don't go out there and attack the homosexuals, the child abusers, the adulterers, the murderers. We don't do that. What do? We'll just sit down there and let them do their thing if they'd leave us alone. said, well, that's a bad thing. Not necessarily. There is a time to stand up on your hind legs and take care of things. And there's a right way to do that. And there's a wrong way to do that as well. But here in this place, it was the enemies of God that was going to attack the Israelites. They were the ones that was gathered together. The Bible states there in verse 1 that the enemy was gathered together in the land of Judah to fight them. And that's what God wants us to understand, is that God has given territories to us and them. God does not want us attacking them in their territory. But when they come into our territory, then we can defend ourselves. And that's what he will do. You know, the fact is that Satan is always attacking us. But I want you to understand we can have the victory in it. We can have the victory in it. Satan is always attacking us. When was the last time you attacked Satan? The fact is, we're not even supposed to. We're supposed to submit ourselves to the Lord and let God attack Satan. Amen. Because he's the one that can take care of it. Amen. But when's the last time Satan attacked you? Oh, about 10 minutes ago. Yeah, it's kind of like that. So here's what we find in this story. It's a very applicable story to us, that Satan does attack, and we need to recognize that it's so. Notice in verse 2 that the Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and that's really a good thing to do for the people of God, to get together. Not only is there strength in numbers, we can encourage one another. That's why God has given to us a church. We might encourage one another in the church that he's given to us. And it's good to gather together. We spoke tonight in the men's prayer service about many that do not want to gather together to the house of God, to worship God. You know, that's a shame. That is a terrible shame. I don't know. I do not understand where people get the idea that Sunday morning only is enough. I do not understand that at all. I cannot. I don't know what to say. But here we find that Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together. And that's an important thing that we need to understand about fighting off Satan and doing what God wants us to do, is that we need to be together in the thing, whatever the battle is. And we'll also notice this, that they pitched here in verse 2 by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines, so they were getting ready to fight. Only they were not quite as ready as they thought they were. But they were going to fight. They were gathered together. The Bible said in verse 3, the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them, and it should be. There should be a separation, a marked division between the people of God and the people of this world. There ought to be. Just as it was in that day, there ought to be a valley between us. Notice this. There's two different kinds of mountaintop experiences talked about here. There's a mountaintop of experience that experience that the enemies of God are experiencing, but there's also the mountaintop experience of the people of Israel. And neither one of them are really where they ought to be. They're both on a mountaintop, but the Israelites are not where they ought to be. There's a valley down between them. Notice, they're going to have to get down in the valley before they ever have a victory. And that's where the victories are really going to come from. Not on the mountaintop, rather down in the valley. That's where you're going to meet the enemy. That's where you're going to meet Satan head on, is right down there in the valley, we could say, of discouragement, of despondency, of despair. That's where you're going to meet the devil head on. But you need to be ready when you go down there, because he's ready. And he is going to have all kinds of opposition that he's going to put out there before you. He does this to us individually. He also does it to us in our church. Did you know individuals go through valleys? Hey, we all are well acquainted with that. Does churches go through valleys? You might as well say yes. Hey, they do. Sometimes churches get discouraged. Sometimes there's just things that happen. Sometimes the things that they didn't call. Sometimes there's things happening in the church from outside the congregation. Sometimes it get into the congregation and it discourages people. Sometimes. Well, there's many things can happen. But what we need to be aware of is that Satan wants to do one thing, and he knows this. Now listen, the valley is down there where the battle is going to take place. But what Satan wants to do is to get the upper hand and get us looking at the wrong thing. Now that's what he wants. Satan wants to set the tone of the battle in your individual life and in the life of a church. But we can't let that happen. Notice here what the Bible states. In verse 3, the latter part of verse 3, says there was a valley between them. Now, they're going to have to get down in the valley to fight. But notice something else. Here in verse 4 is where the tone of the battle is set. The Philistines get the biggest guy they can find. The biggest, the meanest, the ugliest. I'm just putting all that in there. But he puts all the armor on him that they can get. And they present this fella, and then they're the ones that not only set the tone, they're the ones that set the challenge. Oftentimes that happens. And it gets our eyes looking at what's in front of us instead of looking to God who can take care of what's in front of us. And we believe, and see what the devil wants us to believe, is that we must conquer his challenge. What we forget is that we can't, but God can. That's what we need to remember. The battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord's. He can gain the victory. There is nothing God cannot do. You believe that? How about Monday? Oh, no. That's different, isn't it? No, it's the same God. The same God.
Now we get so used to certain parts of the Bible being taught in Sunday school class or to little kids, and we forget all the wonderful things that the Lord's trying to tell us as adults. And this story about David and Goliath is just one example. You know, I would encourage you after listening to this message to go back and read the passages about Daniel and lion's den, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, and many of those other things that you might have heard way back in Sunday school. Read them again, but this time, look at them in the light of your life today as an adult and all the many practical lessons that the Lord is trying to share with us in these passages. And I'd also like to take a few minutes, the few minutes that's left of our time anyways, and invite you to come and worship the Lord with us. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our services on Sunday start at 10 a.m. for Sunday school class, 11 a.m. for worship services, and then in the afternoon we have a 4 p.m. prayer class and a 4:30 worship service. Now, Independence Baptist Church also has a 7 p.m. Bible study, which is held on Wednesday nights. Now, you can log in to our website at www.independencebaptist.org for directions. And we would encourage you that while you're on the website, take a few minutes to look over the many books and articles that Pastor Reynolds has written. And there are also many sermons and radio broadcasts that you can download and listen to for free. Now, the website address is www.independencebaptist.org. But if you don't have access to the internet, then feel free to call us. You can leave us a message at 636-673-2180. If you leave us your contact information, we'll get back in touch with you and give you directions to the church, or talk to you about any questions that you might have for us. Again, that phone number is 636-673-2180. We do want to thank you again for listening this morning, and we don't want you to forget to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the continuation of this message about God providing the victory.